Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and we're with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. It was a slippery ride into the office this morning. Mushy and terrible out there.
Absolutely. A word of caution. We know that weather makes news when it rears its ugly head in the wintertime, and there's no time like the present to remind people to give it a little extra time this morning, allow some space in between that car and your car as you head down the road. We've got winter weather advisories up till 10 a.m. This is basically for eastern New York and western New England. What happened was you had many places had rain overnight or even maybe some freezing rain, but it changed over to snow in the early morning hours, and it's coming down heavily as we speak. And that's snarling the morning commute. We're seeing classes delayed. So just some extra caution as you head out the door this morning. From there, let's talk about what I see is a controller's audit now that is raising concerns about how state agencies inform families and their loved ones who are victims of neglect and abuse in state facilities.
Family members, parents of loved ones who live in state-run facilities and state-supervised facilities have complained for years that they don't believe they get proper notification if something happens to their loved one, abuse or neglect. And 4 months after an audit found that facilities run by the State Office of Mental Health are not properly notifying family members of abuse and neglect within their walls, a second audit was released by the State Comptroller Monday that said that the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities also faced compliance issues. The new audit released by the Comptroller's Office finds that OPWDD has not enacted policies to ensure the facilities are in compliance with Jonathan's Law, which was enacted in 2007. That law is named for Jonathan Carey, the young boy with autism, who died at the hands of caregivers, the OD Hecht facility in Niskayuna. The law increases the family's ability to access records related to incidents of abuse and neglect, and it requires centers to disclose those incidents to family members within 24 hours of reporting. But auditors will review the records of 295 incidents overseen by OPWDD between April of 2015 and the spring, found in 11% of cases, facilities could not provide evidence and notified family members or guardians less than a day after an incident was reported. A similar review was found similar results at the Office of Mental Health.
Not a happy story for sure.
Definitely not.
From there to Costco, apparently, finally, on the verge of building a warehouse store.
Yeah, I have to tell you, there are few stories that excite TimesUnion.com readers like retail stories. And Trader Joe's has set fire to our website, and the occasional rumor of a possible Wegmans move into the region will do that. That mania definitely showed its face yesterday here when Eric Anderson reported that Costco and Pyramid Companies, the owner of Crossgates Mall, are eyeing a piece of property near Western Avenue and the Rapp Road entrance to Crossgates Mall. Costco, for listeners who are unaware, is a warehouse club. You have to buy a membership and then get deeply discounted products. It's sort of like BJ's and Sam's Club, but sort of has a legendary love from its fans. And the town of Gilderland, his zoning board just got an application for a project there that seems to match up with exactly what Costco would want. It's around the same area where Crossgates had once hoped to double the size of that mall, and local residents in that area really objected to that. And eventually that project was pulled. There will certainly be similar debates now about traffic concerns in and around Western Avenue and Rapp Road and the entrance to Crossgates Mall. I imagine that if Costco does go there, it will be a mob scene for months.
Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Times Union. You can read these and much, much more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.